Plexiglottoga is, if you do not control it, is reasonably deadly. It'll defoliate the plant, but we have ways to control it. The thing is that control costs money, and chemicals are used to do so.
So that, I suppose, is a double downside, really, isn't it? The cost and the fact that chemicals are involved in the production of bananas, which is not always something desirable.
Yeah, that's correct.
So how does it work in that sense? I mean, before we move on to this question of gene testing, where are we at the moment? How big a risk is the Cavendish variety of banana under?
Well, Cavendish is widely grown throughout the world, in Asia, Latin America, parts of Africa, Australia as well. It is under threat in especially Latin America and Southeast Asia by Plexiglottoga. But Plexiglottoga can be controlled. In Australia, we do not have Plexiglottoga, so we have managed to keep this disease out, so we do not have to control it. So there is hope for many people to actually manage or control this. The other way you could control it is by a new variety who is resistant to it.
On the question of gene testing, though, how does that fit into this, and how much difference could it make in terms of protecting the Cavendish banana?
Well, at this point in time, we do not have any GMO bananas resistant to Plexiglottoga. There is some work going on at other places in the world to make bananas resistant to Panama wilt, Tropical Race 4. That's the one which is now present in North Queensland and is spread into other parts of the world. But as far as I'm aware, there is not any good. There is resistance in natural hybrids of bananas against Plexiglottoga, but typically those bananas may either be not as productive, may be very small, may the consumer may not like them. So we do not have that ideal banana where we have, which is highly productive, tastes well, and the consumer really likes.
And the other drawback would be the mere mention sometimes of genetically modified food can cause people to throw their hands up in horror. I mean, there is still a real fear about genetically modified food amongst many people.
Yeah, but that is a decision everyone needs to make, whether or not you'll accept that or not. Some countries have accepted that for some crops, and especially Europe and Australia, we have set some moratoria and whatever. So that is a personal decision people need to make, like with everything, with safety is a personal issue.
Would your advice to banana growers to consider diversification whilst this Plexiglottoga fungus remains a threat, or is it really just financially unviable for the major producers to do that?
Well, it's an issue of cost, and it's an issue of what the consumer wants. So if, let's say in Australia, we do not have the disease, so we keep it out. We spend a lot of money trying to keep it out. We have early detection. We have eradicated it once in 2001. So that is a decision our growers have made to proactively manage it. In other parts of the world, when the disease came in, they basically went in deleafing, so you cut all the leaves off, which is a lot of work because you've got to do it every 2 weeks, and then you spray with chemicals. Now, that's a decision they made, but that decision, they may come to regret it because the cost of that is going up. There's an environmental accreditation system which you can no longer meet. So at some point in time, those people will need to move to new varieties with much better levels of resistance so they can reduce or totally stop applying chemicals.